JP Morgan just filed a $734.2 million securitization of 24 multifamily properties across 17 fixed-rate loans, and it is sitting at the exact intersection where traditional CMBS and on-chain tokenization are about to collide. On May 28, 2026, JP Morgan Chase Commercial Mortgage Securities Corp. filed the Form 8K for JPMF 1 Multifamily Mortgage Trust 2026 FX1. The deal closed live with two rating agencies attached. Fitch Ratings issued a pre-sale report on May 18. Morningstar DBRS assigned provisional ratings to 5 classes and confirmed provisional ratings on 29 classes. The collateral is verified. The tranches are defined. The SEC filing is public. Everything that makes a securitization real is present. For a fund manager allocating to commercial real estate debt, JPMF1 gives you a 2026 vintage anchor for fixed-rate private label multifamily paper at a moment when comparable benchmarks are thin. Pull the Fitch presale report and compare the tranche structure and spreads against the Freddie Mac Free MF 2026 K179K deal to see where the private label premium is trading right now. For a tokenization platform builder targeting real-world assets, JPMF1 is a named, rated, SEC-filed structure with verified collateral and a named depositor sitting there waiting for an on-chain wrapper. Stop modeling against hypothetical structures and model your architecture against this one. The FWP filing is on EDGAR. The Fitch presale is public. Every input you need is already available. For a treasury officer or family office benchmarking fixed income alternatives, the fact that JP Morgan locked in 17 5-year fixed rate loans at current rates tells you the smart money still sees duration risk as manageable in multifamily despite elevated rates. That is a data point worth incorporating into your own duration positioning. Watch for a tokenization platform to file a structured product wrapper that references a 2026 vintage private label CMBS trust by name in its offering documents. Ondo Finance is the most likely candidate. When that filing appears, the gap between traditional securitization and on-chain distribution will have closed enough to execute a live deal.